Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Alexa from Draycott.
Hi, Alexa.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Alexa is on vacation, but she's up early. She had to take the dog for a walk and thought she'd just call in this morning to play.
What a way to start the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any plans?
No. This week, pretty much just relax, but just somehow I always keep waking up early.
That's the worst.
I can't sleep in either. I get it.
About like day two, I can sleep in.
Mm-mm.
Day two.
We appreciate you listening to us while you're on vacation, because we don't even listen to us when we're on vacation.
Alexa, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Of course. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100 if you tie. That is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. 10 years ago today in 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy was released. Who plays Star-Lord in those movies? Which actor?
His name, Chris Pratt.
Post Malone finally released the full track list for his new album, F1 Trillion. And he did it with full page ad in the Tennessean. That's the newspaper down there, Dan, in case you don't know. What is Tennessee's capital and largest city?
Nashville.
Joe Elliott turned 65 today. He's the lead singer of a very popular 80s and 90s band. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name the band. Name the band.
Def Leppard.
Snoop Dogg actually had to explain that the goat chain he wore at the Olympics had nothing to do with Satan, but with the fact that he is the greatest of all time. Snoop Dogg has repeatedly said publicly that only one person has ever outsmoked him. It's another artist. Can you name that artist?
Willie Nelson?
Question number five. On this day in 1996, George R.R. Martin published his fantasy novel, Game of Thrones. In Game of Thrones, what was the name of the formerly human ice creatures who came from over the wall to kill everyone and create an endless winter?
I've actually never seen it, so I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What kind of dog you got?
He's a Jack Russell Terrier mixed with a Border Collie.
Oh, no energy on that dog.
I know, the amount of walks I have to take him on.
That's why you're up so early.
Yeah, that half your life is spent walking that dog.
He was staring at you 5 a.m. like, let's go.
What are you doing still in bed, woman?
Yep.
Alexa got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah, very good. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
10 years ago today in 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy was released. Who plays Star-Lord in those movies?
Chris Pratt.
Tied at one. Post Malone finally released the full track list for his new album, F1 Trillion, and he did it with a full page ad in the Tennessean newspaper. What is Tennessee's capital and largest city?
Knoxville. It's not right, is it? Knoxville. Same what I said. Is it Nashville?
Nashville.
I thought it was Knoxville.
No.
How long did you live in Tennessee?
Long enough.
5 years. 5 years. Damn, we live there. 2-1 for Alexa. Question number three. Joe Elliott turning 65 today, Kennedy. He's the lead singer of a very popular 80s and 90s band. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name the band, please. Hook, Dan.
Def Leppard.
That is correct. 3-2. Question number four. Snoop Dogg actually had to explain that the goat he wore on his chain at the Olympics had nothing to do with Satan.
And even if it did, it's none of your business, but go on.
But because he is the greatest of all time. Snoop has repeatedly said publicly that only one person has ever outsmoked him. It is another artist. Can you name him?
Willie Nelson?
Don't overthink it.
4-3. Question number 5. On this day in 1996, George R.R. Martin published his fantasy novel Game of Thrones in Game of Thrones. What was the name of the formerly human ice creatures who came from over the wall to kill everyone and create an endless winter?
The White Walkers?
That is it.
I really thought Alexa had that on that last
question. So did I.
4-4. It ends up in a tie, and the tie goes to Kennedy. Unfortunately, Alexa, you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. You've just won yourself a pair of tickets for the Gold Over America tour happening October 6th at the TD Garden. You can watch You can watch Simone Biles and other of your favorite stars of the gymnastics world leap into action. Tickets are on sale
That's
now
exciting.
At Ticketmaster.com. Yeah, they're all going to be there. Fred Phillips is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Alexa from Drake It, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
I think your dog needs another walk, too.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't going to win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Lexi from Manchester.
Hi, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Lexi is fighting her way back from Logan Airport.
Oh,
she just dropped her husband
off. Maybe in your favor.
I feel like Manchester Airport might be closer for you. Why don't you go to Logan?
My husband's going away for some military training, so he was flying out of Logan.
Yeah.
Army training, sir!
Yeah, the Army doesn't care about your tunnels working or not.
You're not flying, at all.
Your orders say you're flying out of this airport. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll be there when I'm supposed to be there,
sir. At least he's, like, on a plane and not, like, at Air Force Base on the
right.
C-130
The C-130s roll down the strip at Logan?
Yeah.
Lexi, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. Question number 1. Thanks to the magic of AI, Eminem faces off against his old alter ego, Slim Shady, in a new 11-minute interview. In the early 2000s, Eminem starred in a movie based on his own life. Name the movie.
8 Mile.
John Legend will appear at the Democratic National Convention. Finish the hook to his biggest hit, All of Me. Take a listen.
'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your
perfect imperfection.
Word has it Carrie Underwood is joining American Idol this coming season. Of course, Carrie won season 4 of American Idol way back in 2005. She'll be replacing their current female judge. Who is it that is leaving?
Katy Perry.
The movie Beetlejuice is 92 minutes long, but Beetlejuice is only on screen for 17 minutes and 30 seconds. Who stars as Beetlejuice?
What is his name? Michael Keaton?
I saw the trailer for it, Dan.
The new one?
Yeah. It actually looks pretty good.
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Question number 5. Team USA won 4 more medals at the Olympics yesterday, all by women. The Olympics originated 3,000 years ago in the city of Olympia in which ancient country?
Greece.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You be sure to tell your husband we said thank you for his service. And thank you.
I will.
Because
I
know it's a big service, or it's a big sacrifice for family members as well.
Facts.
Kennedy.
Hi.
Lexi got 5 out of 5.
Okay. All right, Dan.
These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Question number one. Thanks to the magic of AI, Eminem faces off against his old alter ego, Slim Shady, in a new 11-minute interview. I don't know if you had a chance to see any of it yet. It's pretty interesting. In the early 2000s, Eminem starred in a movie based on his own life named The Movie.
8 Mile.
John Legend will appear at the Democratic National Convention, finish the hook to one of his biggest hits, All of Me. Take a listen.
'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your
perfect imperfections.
Word has it Carrie Underwood is joining American Idol this coming season. Of course, Carrie won season 4 of Idol way back in 2005. She'll be replacing the current female judge. Who is it that is leaving?
Katy Perry.
The movie Beetlejuice is 92 minutes long, but Beetlejuice is only on screen for 17 minutes and 30 seconds. Who stars as Beetlejuice?
Michael Keaton.
Team USA won 4 more medals at the Olympics yesterday, all won by women. The Olympics originated 3,000 years ago in the city of Olympia in which ancient country?
Greece.
All right, you said 8 Mile. That is correct. 1-1. Perfect imperfections? Yes. Katy Perry? Yes. Michael Keaton? Yes. Greece? Yes.
Wow, nice job. Lexi.
Nice job.
10 out of 10 would recommend you two ladies for a Nice work. Kennedy and Lexi, you both got all 5 right. Unfortunately, Lexi, Kennedy gets the win in a 5-5 tie, but because you got all 5 right, and I know it angers our boss, Sal, we are giving you the $100.
Hey.
Sal was actually in the office yesterday. Did you see all of the gold bars? I don't understand. Why do you bring gold bars into a radio station, Dan? What was he trying to do?
It ain't tricking if you got it.
I guess not.
I'm happy to give his money to an Army wife, though.
Indeed. Yes. Well, 100%.
Well, we don't know Army. She said military. Is he in the Army?
Air Force, actually.
See that?
Take it back. Take her money. No.
See? As a trained military man, I know to listen for these things, Dan.
He was flying out of Logan.
Huh?
An Army person would never. They'd be on the C-130 in the back.
All right, Lexi, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Lexi from Manchester, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Ah, but you can tie her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Kara from Danvers.
Hi, Kara.
Hi, Kennedy.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad.
She's sitting in her sister's driveway about to watch her kids so her sister can go to work.
Oh, bless you.
Yep.
Aunties forever.
I'm actually inside right now playing ice cream shop with the 3-year-old.
Hey.
Oh, ice cream shop. Are you making ice cream or is that a game?
It's a game.
Do you remember the old school snow cone machines, Kennedy?
Yeah, we never got one though because it had sharp edges. It couldn't be trusted.
Oh, all right. That's interesting. Will you get kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure thing, Kennedy. Please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
You seem to be a trustworthy person with those sorts of toys. 5 trivia questions.
Yep.
You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy's now in that soundproof studio. Question number one, Jason Momoa turning 45 today. Which DC superhero does Jason Momoa play?
He plays Aquaman.
50 Cent says Jay-Z tried to axe him from the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show, but Eminem threatened to back out unless 50 was included. 50 performed his biggest hit at the show. Which song did he play?
I think it was In the Club.
Nikki Glaser has to cleanse every time she writes for a roast because her mind goes to a bad place. She also says a joke Sybil Shepherd made about her looks pushed her to get injections in her face to fix it.
Oof.
Nikki was the star roaster in the roast of which celebrity that took place in May live on Netflix?
Tom Brady.
Adam Duritz, 60 today. He is the lead singer of a popular band. Take a listen to their hit, Mr. Jones, and then name the band. Name the band.
That's Counting Crows.
Question number five. James Cameron wants to make Jurassic Park, but he was, or wanted to make it, but he was outbid for the rights by another famous director. James Cameron ended up saying it was for the best because his Jurassic Park would have been much darker and not suitable for kids. Who ended up directing Jurassic Park?
Oh, I believe that was Steven Spielberg.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yeah, Jacob's here.
What is your niece's name?
Her name is Emily. Emily, can you say hi?
Hi.
Good morning, Emily. How are you?
How are you? You're good. She's pointing to herself. She's good.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And her brother just came out of his room. He's awake now.
What's his name?
His name is Jacob.
Emily and Jacob. That's going to
yep,
be a lot of fun.
And their sister's at school.
Lucky wow. for you.
Good aunties.
Yep.
Aunties run the world, man.
Yeah, we sure do. Mm-hmm.
Kennedy Kerr from Danvers. I don't know if you're going to be so friendly with her after this.
That's all right.
5 out of 5.
Woo, girl.
Yes.
These are tough,
Kennedy.
Got
5 out of 5 today.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong.
All right.
It adds to the suspense.
That's what I hear.
Question number one, Jason Momoa, turning 45 today. Which DC superhero does Jason play?
Aquaman.
50 Cent says Jay-Z tried to axe him from the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show. 50 Cent performed his biggest hit at the show. Which song did he play?
Oh, crap. I don't know what his biggest song is. Surely he didn't do Hova. I'm going to say Hova. I don't know.
Not Jay-Z, 50 Cent.
Oh, 50 Cent in the club.
Is that okay to correct her there? Because she misheard the question, I think.
I mean...
You guys do whatever you want.
Yeah,
my feelings will not be hurt.
No, I know you were thinking Jay-Z, but the question
That's
was about...
That's the way the question ended was...
Yeah, I was talking about...
You said Jay-Z, and then you said, what's his biggest hit? So
50
am I sorry.
Performed his biggest hit
you,
at the show.
Look at whatever you want. I'm fine with either.
I'm giving you credit for it. I'm normally rooting against you. I'm not going to lie, but I feel like you just misheard the question. Question number three, Nikki Glaser has to cleanse every time she writes for a roast because her mind goes to a bad place. She also says a joke Cybill Shepherd made about her looks pushed her to get injections in her face to fix it.
Yet still does jokes about, well, anyway, I don't
Nikki was the star roaster in the roast of which celebrity that
Tom
took place?
Brady. In Sorry.
Adam Duritz, 60 years old today. He's the lead singer of a popular band. Take a listen to their hit, Mr. Jones, and then name the band.
Counting Crows.
James Cameron wanted to make Jurassic Park, but he was outbid for the rights by another famous director. James Cameron ended up saying it was for the best because his Jurassic Park would have been much darker and not suitable for children. Who ended up directing Jurassic Park?
I don't know. George Lucas?
Question number one, you said Aquaman. That is correct. Tied at 1. Question number two, you said 50 Cent in the club. That is correct. Question number three, you said Tom Brady. That is correct. Question number four, you said Counting Crows. That is correct. And question number five, you said George Lucas. That is incorrect.
Ah, who is it?
Steven Spielberg.
Oh, wow.
Steven Spielberg.
Down goes Kennedy.
5-4 is the final score. And Kara gets the win. $100 is yours.
That's ridiculous.
And that is now 5,702 wins for Kennedy, but 415 losses. That means you're going to be coming in for redemption week soon.
Awesome.
Probably not next week. Kennedy has a bit of a walk to do, but
yeah, maybe we'll have to
go back in a couple of weeks.
Listen to this also. You got yourself four tickets to go see a concert. Def Leppard and Journey, August 5th at Fenway Park. Brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. So you got the $100 and the concert tickets as well.
Awesome.
Kennedy.
Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to say to Kara?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Kara.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.